It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 20th. I'm Ben Johnson, and today we're coming to you from MoogFest in Durham, North Carolina, with help from our friends at North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. More on this synthesizer-inspired festival in a minute. First, to check in on another event across the country in California, Google's I.O. Developers Conference, where the company seems to have jumped into competition with other big tech firms on everything from artificially intelligent messaging services to connected home assistants you can talk to. There's also a new feature for Google's Android operating system that lets users access parts of apps without actually having to download the apps themselves. Mark Mahaney is at RBC Capital Markets.
Somebody needs to create an interface or a solution that allows us to tap into the magic of apps without having to get each and every single one of those things on our phones or on our devices.
Mark Mahaney of RBC Capital Markets there on the Instant Apps feature Google expects to release later this year. Now back to MoogFest in Durham, North Carolina, inspired by the inventor of the Moog synthesizer, Bob Moog. It's an event where conversations about innovation meet a ton of synthesizers, noisemakers, and instruments of all kinds. Right now, you're hearing Bitranger, an odd little box synth that costs $250 and sounds not unlike a video game on level expert. If you want to think about the impact of the synthesizer, you need look no further than video game music. Patrick McDermott manages the record label Ghost Ramp. The song playing right now is from the soundtrack to retro-style arcade racer game Drift Stage. Ghost Ramp recently released it as a limited edition piece of vinyl. We caught up with Patrick here before his talk on video game soundtracks. What makes a video game soundtrack different from other soundtracks?
Even more than film soundtracks, mm-hmm. they're more emotive and more sort of interactive in the sense that they're so tied to what you're doing. Whether it's like an RPG and you're in a strange landscape and an ethereal song comes in, or you're in an action sequence and it's a very, you know, heavy scene. And I think less dialogue than movies usually, until recently they weren't fully voiced. You know, music was the main sound that you're sort of hearing.
When I think of video games, I think of digital.
Yeah.
And you're releasing soundtracks in an analog format. How come?
Well, I think...
You just love vinyl.
That's a part of it. I don't have a record player, weirdly. I honestly am drawn to it more from the packaging sense, where just like with music, we're devoid of the physical form for the most part. Like, you know, when we were kids going to like Sam Goody and getting like, you know, Nevermind and having like the booklet and the lyrics, like I always really enjoyed that. And same with video games. You'd go out and get like Age of Empires 2 and like have like a manual with all the, you know, different
characters
countries and all these things. Yeah. And now the games are on Steam and PlayStation Network and things like that, and you don't actually, you know, my laptop doesn't even have a disk drive anymore. Like when that happened, I realized it was all over.
Are you guys profitable?
Yeah. The video game stuff is crazy how popular it is at this point. And even like our first title, we released this shaped 7-inch that looks like a race car for this game, Drift Stage.
Yeah, I was listening to Drift Stage and I was like, wait, is this an old game? And then I was like, oh wait, this is a new game.
Yeah, it's sort of like a Cruisin' USA like classic, and the game is relatively unknown, and we sold out of that pressing instantaneously.
Patrick McDermott, he is the label manager for Ghost Ramp, which is a label that puts out regular indie music but also soundtracks for video games. Patrick, thanks a lot for talking.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Hi, Ben Johnson here. Thanks for listening to Marketplace Tech. We give you context on business and technology in your life. Some context on us: we are a nonprofit service and we rely on donations, call it old school crowdfunding. Your gift in any amount will automatically be doubled this month thanks to the generosity of Newman's Own Foundation. We've also made some awesome Let's Do the Numbers Pilsner glasses as a thank you to donators. You can donate today at marketplace.org. That music you were just hearing was produced by Chase Gerbic, who goes by the producer name VHS. He's a 15-year-old student at Blackspace, which is an Afrofuturism digital makerspace here in Durham. Pierce Freelon is creator of Blackspace, along with being a musician and UNC Chapel Hill professor. He joins us for today's Silicon Tally. Pierce, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I'm ready. You're going down, buddy.
I like to hear it. All right, what do you got for me?
75 hours.
The average working week of a tech worker in 2016?
No, it's actually the number of hours Bay Area commuters spend in traffic each year. And Waze is launching this new carpool app.
Oh, yeah. I saw this. Yeah.
To try to change that and competing with Uber and Lyft. And so,
what's the traffic like in Durham? Do you need to carpool?
I mean, it can get bad sometimes, but I used to live in Los Angeles. Nothing is as bad as traffic in Los Angeles. So I consider myself very lucky.
All right. 44 megabits per second.
I don't know. Is that like the teleporter on the Starship Enterprise? I don't know.
I like that. 44 megabits per second is actually the speed of our New York office's internet connection, according to this new site called fast.com, which was launched by Netflix this week. It's interesting because there are other speed websites, but Netflix apparently wanted its own. And, you know, with the necessity of having high internet speeds to stream HD video, I guess that makes sense, right?
Yeah, no, you're like watching your show and it's buffering and you're like, hey, let me check and make sure this is legit.
All right, what do you got for me?
$329.
The amount of money that it will cost you to get a refurbished iPhone 5.
Oh, actually, the amount of money it costs to buy a ping pong trainer bot on this Kickstarter. And so for those, you know, Forrest Gumpian champion ping pongers out there, like $329, you got yourself a robot that you can play against.
Pierce Freelon, he is a UNC Chapel Hill professor, also a musician and the creator of Black Space. Pierce, thank you very much for playing along.
Thank you. So fun.
If you want to follow our adventures at Moog Fest, produced with the help of the WUNC studios here, you can check out our Snapchat, Marketplace APM. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.